Measles is spreading across parts of Ontario, but so far, the Simcoe County area has been spared, says an official from the local health unit. Right now, there are no known cases of the highly contagious virus in the Simcoe-Muskoka region. However, Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit staff are closely monitoring the situation, particularly after Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, released a statement Friday, March 14, noting the province is currently seeing its most measles cases in more than a decade. The majority of those are concentrated among unvaccinated people in southwestern Ontario. It is an issue, said Dr. Christina Howe, a public health and preventive medicine resident at the Northern Ontario School of Medicine, who is currently on communicable disease rotation at the health unit. Health units are very much concerned by the rising cases across the province. The general public should be aware this virus is circulating in places where they may be traveling. Since February 27, the number of new measles cases has risen by 173. That brings the total number of confirmed cases in Ontario since late 2024 to 350 to 258 confirmed, 92 probable, including 31 hospitalizations, she said. For comparison, there were 101 confirmed cases of measles reported in Ontario between 2013 and 2023. Of the cases from the last few months, more than 96% occurred among individuals who are unimmunized or have an unknown vaccination status. And the vast majority of those infected are unvaccinated children and teenagers, Howe said. It is critical we work together to mitigate further spread of this vaccine-preventable disease, Moore said. Vaccination is the most effective way to limit the spread of measles and protect yourself and your loved ones. The measles, mumps and rubella, MMR, vaccine has been in use for more than 50 years and is proven to be one of the safest and most effective vaccines available. All Ontarians should ensure themselves, and their children, are up to date on their vaccinations. Those who are traveling are advised to see whether their destination is a hot spot for the virus, Howe said. Children who are fully immunized with two doses of the measles vaccine are nearly 100% protected. Just one dose offers up to 95% coverage. As part of routine immunization schedules, kids should receive two doses of the measles vaccine, their first at 12 months and a second when they are between 4 and 6 years old. Howe reiterated Moore's message. Measles is one of the world's most contagious viruses, she said. It's quite severe when you think about the complications. The key message is to be up to date with immunization. The virus is airborne and can be passed on when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or breathes. It can stay in the air and live for up to 2 hours. However, measles can also be spread by touching a contaminated surface. You can also get measles just by being in the same room as someone with measles, Howe said. It can lead to serious health issues including pneumonia, respiratory failure, swelling of the brain, and, in rare cases, death, Moore said. If you think you or a family member has been exposed to measles, please contact your healthcare provider immediately, he said. Before any visit, be sure to call ahead to let them know that you are coming and that you suspect that you may have measles so appropriate precautions can be taken. We will continue to work alongside our public health partners to respond to measles and to ensure the health and safety of communities across the province. Howe said symptoms can appear 7 to 21 days after exposure and include a runny nose, cough, irritability, fever, red eyes, white spots on the inside of the mouth, and a red, blotchy rash on the face that progresses down the entirety of the body. Once you start noticing the rash, it's 4 days before and 4 days after the rash appears that this person is infectious, Howe said. Anyone who is unsure about their immunization status should contact their healthcare provider or the local public health unit, Moore said. Additional resources, courtesy of Public Health Ontario. Learn about measles, including how it's spread, vaccines and treatment. Publicly funded immunization schedules for Ontario. Public health unit locations. Public Health Ontario. Measles exposures in Ontario.